So welcome to the very first Puntulu podcast. Puntulu is passionate about helping small businesses grow their business in an omnichannel world. Because of this, we've obviously decided to start this podcast to help businesses navigate this really difficult and unprecedented time. So today here I have with me joining Chanel Zaki. She is the National Marketing Director at Scuderia South Africa. Chanel, welcome. Thank you so much for joining me today.
Thank you, Trudy. Thanks for connecting, as I said, and for reaching out. I think it's really important that people share what they know and share their experiences during challenging times such as we're going through. Mm-hmm. So thank you for considering me for the interview.
It's an absolute honor to have you here. Scuderia South Africa, for those who might not know, is the official Ferrari dealer in South Africa. They have sales and service dealerships in Cape Town, Johannesburg, and in Durban as well. Chanel, as far as I'm aware, you have been with Scuderia since 2012. So you have quite a bit of marketing experience for them.
Yes, that with the company, June will actually be 8 years. So it's been a long time. It's been a very challenging time, but also at the same time, it's been very rewarding. It's a very dynamic brand. They keep us on our toes, and I have been privileged to learn a lot with them and through them.
Fantastic. Would you potentially like to just give us a bit of a background on what it is, or what your role specifically is, what it is that you do for them?
Yes, of course. So as the director, I am responsible for managing and overseeing all marketing operations and several other elements of the business. Mm-hmm. But pertaining to marketing, we need to strategize and focus on customer experiences, communication with clients, and marketing strategies. We focus on digital marketing. Mm-hmm. There's a whole broad plan that needs to be compiled that we set targets for. Mm-hmm. And based on that, we measure our return on investment that we plan for the year, or how the year mapping out into IT return on investment. So we have managed a full operation in-house marketing. I do work with several agencies for the functions. Mm-hmm. Most of it, though, is in-house, as I said. A lot of the directives come from Maranello, so from the head office. And we have for South Africa's market functions. So we manage all operations from beginning to end on the marketing side.
That is fantastic. Thank you so much for giving us a bit of a background on that. So obviously we find ourselves now in an international pandemic, which is why you and I are unfortunately not meeting in person right now. I would have loved to do that, but this will have to suffice. So obviously you have a broad experience with marketing. How would you say businesses should approach marketing and or their design currently? Because I think we're seeing a lot of businesses kind of pulling back. Do you think this is something they should be doing?
Look, to be honest, it's going to be dependent on each individual business. Given the pandemic, we can either adapt our circumstances and adapt our business plans and our business strategies, or we could till this pandemic passes. So essentially, the marketing game is evidently evolving. And as businesses and we can't wait for something like the COVID-19 pandemic to pass us by before we start going back to a normal. The norm is no longer going to be the norm once we're out of this lockdown. Mm-hmm. So we either have to adapt or risk being left behind. So essentially, in terms of marketing, your target market has stayed the same. But the way in which we communicate effectively with them reviewed. So for us, and for a lot of small businesses, the emphasis should most definitely be on businesses the world over have been leaning, into a more digitalized approach. But I think the COVID pandemic has merely accelerated globally. So it has been something that's been, imminent and something that's been on the cards for a while. But now that we're forced to digital companies, it's very much a focus.
Okay, so you obviously mentioned now that how we're approaching our marketing will have to be reviewed, obviously how we're communicating with our clients. I completely agree with you. I've also seen that on our side. You kind of see a change in how people are perceiving their needs and how they're approaching buying as well. So what would you say do you think are the major social changes that you've seen currently, and what do you think companies need to do now to benefit from that going forward?
So there's definitely a lot of societal changes that are the COVID-19 pandemic, but I think the main thing is for businesses to relook at new growth opportunities within their business models. Mm-hmm. It could possibly be to develop a means of an e-commerce strategy by the means of operating to sell online or to market online. A lot of companies haven't the need to be have a presence on social media. Now is the time to relook at all your online and all your digital channels.
Mm-hmm.
Diversify your brand through those channels.
Mm-hmm.
As I said, we can't wait for circumstances to improve. We need to focus on what return on investment now. And without a doubt, I mean, the societal changes are going to be with us for a long time. Things aren't just going to go back to normal. Lifestyles have changed. And therefore, our marketing approaches as marketers and as business owners need to adapt and to fit into those changes.
Yeah. Do you think that there are going to be any opportunities that marketers can bank on going forward? Any trade-offs that potentially we need to consider?
Definitely. I think it's worthwhile considering the fact that in terms of traditional advertising and conventional, those industries are taking a huge knock due to the fact that lifestyles are changing.
Mm.
So, for instance, billboard marketing, radio and print magazines, there's a lot of traditional marketing that's no longer going to be pertinent due to the fact that people's lifestyles have changed. You look at what people are doing in this new lockdown lifestyle that makes us be sure to engage with them. So I think in terms of trade, online sites have shown that online shopping is increasingly becoming more popular. It's also shown that various consumers are spending more and more social media. And I think that that's something that definitely needs to be capitalized on. And it's not just the younger generation that needs to be, whether it's on social media, it's for all generations. So from the, Generation Z to the millennials, to the baby boomers, everybody needs to be on Facebook or LinkedIn or YouTube or Instagram. People are very much active on the social platforms.
Absolutely. I 100% agree. I do think there's a bit of a, in South Africa, you do see that people are slower to approach these kind of platforms. I think it's still a bit behind in terms of looking at it globally. Do you think that there is still room for print marketing going forward?
I definitely think so. And as I said, we won't be able to wait around to see what the market conditions bring after the COVID-19 pandemic.
Mm-hmm.
I do believe prove, especially for the mean print advertising. However, I do think that we should be capitalizing on the digital space as marketers over this point in time.
Yeah.
It's effective, more direct, and it can also be tracked easier. Mm-hmm. With digital marketing, you can track the number of clicks, you can track the engagement. So while we are facing challenging times, we can do what we can to measure our performance and to track what we're doing in the digital space.
Let's unpack that a little bit. Are there certain tools that you would recommend businesses using? Maybe people haven't been doing this yet, maybe they're still learning. What would you recommend using?
So when we're in a digital marketing space, it's a very complex aspect of the business, because it's not just social media. There's several that one can apply in their business to make sure that they're targeting their audience in a digital way.
Mm-hmm.
Some of the tools that are most popular, needless to say, are your website, and that your website is interactive for users.
Mm-hmm.
Introducing live chats and bots has been extremely popular on web pages. Africa, unfortunately, is one of the countries worldwide where the chat systems and the bot systems are not as up to date as the rest of the world. So that's definitely something to capitalize on.
Mm-hmm.
Digital mailers and electronic mailers are a huge, huge success tool for communicating directly via email with a very popular digital mailing service is MailChimp.
Mm-hmm.
It's a fantastic service where you can subscribe your business online. Up to 1,000 users, I think. And from there, you can develop and create templates for marketing purposes to communicate products, video, as launches, etc. And then needless to say, another aspect of digital marketing is to focus on SEO and Google Ads. Your websites are ranking within the first five, or at least the first three of the first Google page. So if a consumer had to be typing in print solutions, Gauteng, you know, does your company rank within those first five areas of the of Google? Although it's very complex and quite expensive, it's extremely important to have in businesses at this stage. Mm-hmm. And then lastly, needless to say, to make sure that whatever you do through social media, it's linked to your official platform, so through your websites, mm-hmm. everything needs to be consistent. You can't have one page, you know, giving content on a certain topic and the other on another. Everything needs to be consistent, and content needs to be posted regularly to make sure that your audiences aren't there.
I actually have a question for you in regards to content. So obviously, I think a lot of businesses are turning to blogging. Do you think that blogging is a good answer for anyone at the moment?
Yes.
There's obviously a lot of time to like really push content out. Do you think that everyone should be speaking about COVID-19? What do you think? How do you think businesses should approach being sensitive about this topic, but still, you know, you obviously do want to be putting content out?
Absolutely. So for me, personally, I thoroughly enjoy blogging. I enjoy reading blogs. Mm-hmm. I feel that blogging is a very authentic and real way to connect with your audiences and to build relationships. To give an of what we're going through as businesses, I think we can be sincere to the fact that everybody is going through the pandemic. I don't think it's something that we should ignore out, but it is not something that we want to communicate to a point that it's becoming an overload of information. Mm-hmm. Everybody knows the circumstances that we're in, of upliftments and hope and strategies for how we're going to pursue business when this is all over, mm-hmm. should be focused on, as opposed to what we're dealing with currently. And businesses are dealing with the crisis in different ways. Mm-hmm. What we need to focus on primarily is the fact that we do want to have strategies planned to ensure our customers are engaged and that are with us throughout this process. And also, when things do eventually go back to normal, that they are ready to fire with us, you know, and that we're to do business as normal once again.
100%. Chanel, thank you so much. I do think that's all we have time for. I don't want to take up too much of your time today. I really appreciate that you took the time to speak to me today. I really think this is going to help our audience, so I really appreciate that. Yeah, good luck with your ventures going forward, and stay safe.
Thank you so much, Trudy. It's an absolute pleasure. It was a pleasure being on here today. Look forward to chatting to you soon.